God has created us as eternal beings. We'll spend one place or another in eternity. The Scripture teaches us to work out our salvation with fear and trembling. That is, exceptionally carefully. And when we die, we get no second chances. The pattern for making our life right with God is as follows. We're to hear and believe. And in Acts 18 and 8, and many of the Corinthians, when they heard, were believing and being baptized. We must repent. That is, whenever we are going down the road and we find that we're going in the wrong direction, we turn around and we go in the right direction. That's what that word repent means. And in Acts 2:38, repent and each one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. In Acts 17 and 30, therefore, having overlooked the times of ignorance, God is now declaring that all people everywhere should repent. We must be willing to confess Jesus as God's Son in Romans 10 and 9 and 10. If you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you'll be saved. For with the heart a person believes, resulting in righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made, resulting in salvation. And then you must be baptized. That is, immersed in the watery grave, raised to walk in newness of life. And in 1 Peter 3:21, it tells us that baptism now saves you. It's not the removal of dirt from the flesh, but an appeal to God for a good conscience through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And the very final thing is to continue throughout your life following the pattern that you found in the Scripture. If you need to establish a right relationship with God right now, not tomorrow, not next week, is the time. So let me encourage you, if you want to make your life right with God and if you have not obeyed the gospel, that you come forward as we stand and sing.